Welcome back to Arizona Edition on KAWC. I'm Lou Gumm. We've heard a lot this election season about the Latino vote, and both presidential campaigns have made a point of reaching out to potential Latino voters. Because most Latino voters are Democrats, many political pundits suggest that as the Latino population grows across the country, more Democrats will be elected. Some experts say Arizona will be a majority-minority state by 2030, 15 years ahead of the projection for the country. But Yuma County is already an example of the demographic model many predict, with a Latino population that makes up close to 60% of residents. Some areas of South County are closer to 99%. So what can our region tell us about how Latinos vote? As KAWC's Andrea Perez Balderrama reports, it depends on who you ask.
At a closed-doors event organized by the local Latinos for Trump office, around 60 people gathered to wait for John Pence, Vice President Mike Pence's nephew, and a senior advisor to the Trump campaign. But before Pence arrives, the crowd stands up, recites the Pledge of Allegiance, and is led in a prayer by Pastor Manuel Silvas, the leader of Yuma's Victory Outreach Evangelical Church. Silvas says he came to the event to show his support for President Donald Trump, a candidate he says will protect his freedom of religion, continue funding charter schools, and prioritize economic growth.
Under President Trump, it's been growing our economy, and that's what our Latino communities need. And also a freedom where to go to school at as well. You know, that they're not trapped in certain areas of schools.
When John Pence arrived, he captivated the audience with a speech in which he briefly spoke in Spanish and emphasized President Trump's commitment to the Latino community.
This is a movement. This is a movement to put America first.
Latino voters in Arizona are getting a lot of attention this election cycle because their vote could determine which presidential candidate wins the state's electoral votes. Yuma, a majority Latino county, has historically been a Republican stronghold, but victory margins for GOP presidential candidates have been declining since the turn of the century. In 2004, President George Bush swept the county with a 15% margin, but by 2016, Donald Trump won by only 1%. Considering the Latino population also grew during this time, the decline in victory margins for GOP presidential candidates led some pundits to believe Yuma County could go for Vice President Joe Biden. Lisa Sanchez, an assistant professor at the School of Government and Public Policy at the University of Arizona, says that may be overconfident.
Yuma is interesting because it was absolutely a very close race in the last election between Republican and Democratic presidential candidates. To be decided by 1% that's a nail biter. That's really close.
Sanchez says that if Latinos are more likely to be Democrats, then President Trump should have lost Yuma County by a much larger margin.
Likely what's going on in Yuma is that it's more rural than, say, Tucson, Maricopa County, or Pima County. And so we know that voters who tend to be more rural also tend to be more conservative.
Still, more Latinos identify as Democrats than Republicans, but who they vote for is influenced by many factors. According to a 538 report, gender, age, religion, ethnicity, and distance from the immigration experience matter when Latinos go to the polls. With these factors in play, it is hard to determine who Latinos will vote for in Yuma County. Sanchez says there's a sizable portion of the Latino population who identify as Republican and say they support President Trump.
27% of Arizona Latinos are approving of the job that Donald Trump has done as president. And when we asked about his favorability with them, 22% said that they have a favorable outlook on Donald Trump. And then 18% say that they plan to vote for Donald Trump.
Republican lobbyist and former state lawmaker Stan Barnes says it's a good time to be a Latino in Arizona.
If Donald Trump does win Arizona, I think the nation will look and say it was the Latino vote in Arizona, and the fact that the Trump campaign won more of that than they were supposed to win. I think in the year 2020 that Donald Trump is going to get more of the Latino vote by percentage than any other Republican nominee for president.
In her book, Latinos in the 2016 Election, Latino Resistance and the Election of Donald Trump, Sanchez writes that a higher turnout of Latino voters still favors Democrats. She says if just 4% fewer Latinos voted for Trump in 2016, Hillary Clinton would be president.
Hillary Clinton kind of showed in the last month before the 2016 election that, hey, Arizona might be in play. Well, now this time, the Biden campaign didn't make the same mistake, and they started coming early. And then early polling showed that, you know, actually Biden could do even better than Hillary Clinton did here.
Like the Latinos for Trump initiative pushed by the Trump campaign, Biden is also actively courting Latino voters in Yuma. At a socially distanced caravan scheduled to travel through the small towns of South Yuma County, Latino Democrats gathered to show support for Biden and express their dissatisfaction with President Trump. Decorated with signs and slogans like Honk to Save Democracy, Margarita Keith's vehicle stood out among the rest. Keith is from Puerto Rico, but her and her husband are longtime Yuma residents. She says the pandemic, the economy, and President Trump's lack of transparency are the issues she's considering this election.
Because Biden is the right choice. He's a good, decent man, and he got a record when he was vice president with Obama, all the things that they accomplished, and they left a growing economy when they left office, and everything was going good until Trump came in and he made some good, you know, changes. But then the economy went down the drain. We lost millions of jobs, 200,000 people dead.
Emilia Verdugo, a Mexican-American artist and community organizer, was live sharing the caravan event and sporting a Will You Shut Up Man t-shirt. She says her work centers around immigration reform and believes Biden will not attack the immigration system.
Hey, Biden hizo junto con Obama DACA. DACA para mí es bien importante porque está apoyando a los jóvenes soñadores, jóvenes bien talentosos en este país. Y se me hace bien feo que les quieran, algo terrible que les quiera quitar el DACA.
She says the deferred action for childhood arrivals is important to her and trusts that Biden won't make anything worse for Dreamers. Verdugo is worried about her friends and family who are planning on sitting out the election because they're convinced their vote doesn't count.
Está la gente desilusionada, creen que el voto no cuenta.
University of Arizona Associate Professor Lisa Sanchez confirms that fewer Latinos vote than their white counterparts. In Yuma County, 64% of eligible voters cast ballots in 2016, but turnout was significantly lower in heavily Latino-populated precincts.
Arizona really could be a purple state. And a lot of that had to do with, low registration and low voter turnout among Latinos.
According to the Arizona Office of Economic Opportunity, Latinos are projected to grow to 43% of the state's population by 2050. But that has already happened in Yuma County. Political pundits assume that a growth in population for Latinos means a Democratic victory in Arizona. But the truth is, depending on how engaged these voters are, the race could swing either way. Sanchez says that means Latino voters shouldn't be ignored.
It means that Latinos have power, right? So it means that they have political power.
How they wield that power in this election remains to be seen. For Arizona Edition, I'm Andrea Perez Valderrama.
My thanks to Andrea Perez Valderrama for contributing to Arizona Edition this week. Next week, we'll attempt to get back into the studio for our first live interview in some time. Our scheduled guest is Yuma County Public Health Director Diana Gomez. We'll, of course, be checking in on the latest uptick in COVID-19 cases in the state and hear about what is happening right here where we live. That's Arizona Edition for this week. I'm Lou Gum. Thanks for listening.